Scripture reading is Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. The reason why God the Father lets me know about things to come and prophesy them is to make your faith grow up through the prophecies. It is not to brag. It is just to tell you that God is the Almighty. He knows everything and He is the controller of life and death and the human history. So you can have faith. While I have been making countless prophecies for the last 32 years, I just wanted you believers to have true faith and live in the words of God completely. But even though I prophesy and you see the fulfillment of the prophecy, it is useless if you do not believe from the heart. It is faith only when you really believe from the heart and then confess it with lips. In this church for the last 32 years, you've seen so many signs and wonders and prophecies being fulfilled, and those many prophecies were all fulfilled. And how come they don't have true faith? I don't really understand them. It's just that they just believe with knowledge because they see and hear everything. But because they don't believe in heart, they don't live by the word of God, and they stumble in tests and they are tempted by the devil. If they really believe from the heart, they won't be tempted by Satan. Maybe for a moment, but they will stand up right away. They will be awakened right away. But those who have faith of knowledge, they do not live by the word of God, and they don't completely obey. So in tests or in temptations of Satan, they just stumble. So keep it in mind, and I hope you will have faith believing from the heart. But those who still live in sins and those who love the world and indulge themselves in the world cannot believe from the heart the amazing works of God. Because they love flesh. Because it's fleshly faith. No matter how many works of God they see, they cannot believe from the heart. On the contrary, those who cut off the world, cast away sins, and run towards heaven with hope, they will be moved by the works of God, and they will be given the faith to believe from the heart. Seeing so many works of God manifested in this church, you have come to possess faith to believe from the heart. I hope you will gain such true faith through these sermons on prophecies. But you cannot possess faith with your effort, but it can be given from above to the extent that you cast away evil and dwell in the truth and cultivate your heart with spirit. So if you have true faith, there's nothing impossible. And you will receive blessings. There are many newcomers too. And if some of them attend worship services because they want to have faith. But because they have only faith as knowledge, when they see or hear, they try to discern with their own knowledge, previous knowledge, whether it's correct according to their knowledge or not. And if you do this, it is very slow. You are very slow in growing up in faith. If you really trust the shepherd, you'll just say yes and amen to everything and accept everything, then you can grow up quickly in faith, in spirit. Because whatever you say yes and amen to, these are realities, actualities, and they are signs and wonders of God. Now, thankfully, if there are typhoons, when I pray, they just go away. Not just once or twice. So before I went on to a mountain prayer, somebody asked me, there's a typhoon coming, and I prayed for him, and the typhoon just died out. Not just one or two times, so many of them. So even though you want to have faith, if you love the world, love the worldly things, you cannot receive faith, spiritual faith from God. Because you hear, you can have fleshly faith, faith as knowledge. But for example, suppose you have cancer, second stage or third stage. If you have spiritual faith, it doesn't matter. With spiritual faith, if you pray and believe, it'll be healed. Because it'll be done according to your faith. But because you have fleshly faith, you know that it'll work if you really believe. But if you, even if you say, I believe, it doesn't work because it's fleshly faith. Because only it's a faith that's knowledge, which you gain from hearing the word. But spiritual faith is to believe from the heart. And you just believe in your heart that you already received the answer, the healing. It's not just because you heard about faith, but you just believe in the heart. So God says, it'll be done as you have believed it would. And because faith is given by God, it'll be done as you have believed it would. But with the faith as knowledge, it doesn't work like that. Even if you say, I believe, you have doubts. You can't really have the conviction until the doctor confirms that it is completely gone. You always have worries and doubts. So it's just a little bit of difference. You know? So I hope you will be able to change your faith as knowledge to spiritual faith. You know, recently also there were many cases. Recently there was a sister in power worship dance team. You know, this team, one of the members, she was professing fleshly faith. So I reprimanded her, saying, how come you still have fleshly faith? Until now. And then she repented immediately, and she repented before God, and she changed her faith into spiritual faith, and her condition was healed completely. Now she is able to dance. Also, just before summer retreat, Deaconess Jin Lee, she has spiritual faith, of course. And yet, her skin, her face was really bad. Because she had such a condition, and it was so itchy, and she couldn't bear it. And she was scratching it, and it was bleeding, and scabs were forming it. And she said that she didn't know how painful this itchiness was. And itchiness is really hard. And of course, she has a spiritual faith. But, you know, when something like that happens, there is a reason. Even though she didn't commit sins, there is a reason, and God wants to bless her through that. So I advised her, and she accepted it. And she received my prayer in my office. And right after the prayer, the itchiness was gone, and she testified in the summer retreat, and it was gone completely. And this morning, she was saying, her skin is so much better than before. In the past, it was dry skin. Now it is... It has moist, and also her wrinkles near around the eyes were gone, and she's in her 40s, and the wrinkles were gone, and her double-edged eyelids were made much clearer, much deeper, because she didn't commit any sins for having that. So it is God's blessing. It is rather God's blessing. And when she accepted my advice and repented and received the prayer, you know, her skin is so... So in the morning, I actually touched her skin. It was soft and so much better. What kind of a blessing this is? You know, the test was only momentary. And if you committed sins, you have to repent so much. But it was not a sin. You know, she just had to repent lightly. She didn't have to repent thoroughly with tears and runny nose and fasting or anything like that. She just had to repent lightly and receive the prayer. Seeing so many works of God manifested in this church, you have come to possess faith to believe from the heart. I hope you will gain such true faith through these sermons on prophecies. But no matter how many signs and works of God you see and hear these messages, unless you live in the truth, even though 10 years and 20 years, 3 years pass in your Christian life, you cannot have spiritual faith. As you listen to the message, you have to cast away sins and flesh, and you have to go into spirit. Those who go into spirit, those who actually cast away sins and evil, they can go into spirit. But, and only after you have spiritual faith can you receive material blessings too. I mean, other blessings too, that you won't have any diseases or face disasters. Maybe a Friday, members from Daegu Mamin Church came along with the pastor. And in the past, I was worried so much about Daegu Mamin Church. Daegu Mamin Church was the church that had the most number of sick people. Majority of the members were sick, so I was really concerned. And they all had the fleshly faith, and they were living fleshly lives. But the pastor was changed. And then, there's nobody who is sick. Everybody is healthy. And of course, they didn't go into spirit or anything like that, but now there are some above 50th percentile of the third level, or some of them on the rock. And because the pastor is teaching them well, nobody is sick. And even if they get sick, you know, they soon get healed. So in the summer retreat, they are all healed. And they're receiving financial blessings too. But they were having a hard time in the past. You know, they always had the financial problems. But now they don't have any financial problems. They paid off all the debts, and they receive financial blessings. And they even brought the offerings to me too, because I helped them when they were having a hard time. And so they brought to me that amount back. And they... So I need... I'm in need nowadays too, so I accepted it. I hope you will gain such true faith through these sermons on prophecies. I'm giving you these sermons so you can have faith. Of course, you heard everything and, oh, now I believe. No, it's not like that. Have the faith to believe really from the heart. If you keep on listening, keep on hearing, of course, the knowledge will be accumulated. But if you don't live in the truth, it is meaningless. And you'll only have fleshly faith more and more, and you'll only become arrogant. But you don't obey. Spiritual faith, you never become arrogant. And if you know it, you just obey it. You cannot possess faith with your effort, but it can be given from above to the extent that you cast away evil and dwell in the truth and cultivate your heart with the Spirit. then the faith to believe from the heart will be given. Through this message today, I pray in the name of the Lord that your true faith, which is the faith to believe from the heart, will grow up very quickly. Dear brothers and sisters, God the Father always let me know in detail whenever South Korea had presidential elections. Since the opening of the church, he's been letting me know. And also parliament members in this district, no other major elections. He let me know all the results. He let me know about the election of Roh Moo-hyun since 1 year prior to the election. God spoke to me many times, and let me read out the prophetic message given on April 25th, 2002. Until the current president Kim Dae-jung came in power, he was in politics for a long time, and he had many people around him. And he was a fighter for democracy. And he, democracy, and he had many people around him, and he was very politically active. Even though he came in power after all his works, he is in a difficult situation as he is in now. Even then, he had many hardships during his presidency. And when the man who is not as widely supported as the current president, who has not been in politics for a long time, when this man becomes the head, you know, regarding the candidate Roh Moo-hyun, and then how much hardships and difficulties will fall upon him. But it is also what the Father has accomplished, and you should remember it. At that time, the candidate Roh Moo-hyun and Lee Hwae-chang were in close competition. And if you consider their experiences and people around them, who would be the president? Lee Hwae-chang at that time, he was, he used to be a, he had many positions in the government, and he was a judge in the Supreme Court. Lee Hwae-chang was a Supreme Court judge, the chairman of the Audit and Inspection, Prime Minister, and the president of his party. On the contrary, candidate Roh Moo-hyun had much less political experience and supporters around him. So if you know about the politics just a little bit, you'd immediately understand that God said candidate Roh Moo-hyun would be elected. If you consider his political background and his people, you can easily understand it was about him. And because God the Father knew that Roh Moo-hyun was going to face so many hardships once he became the president, God said, then how much hardships and difficulties will fall upon him? As God said after he was elected, South Korea faced the impeachment of the president for the first time in the history of the Republic of Korea. But after all, he was elected by the people. But he was impeached. What kind of hardship is it? Other than that, the president suffered from so many other hardships, and he had to go through hardships even after his term was over. Eventually, he committed suicide. And, you know, the president of a country committing a suicide, it is a nonsense. He had to think about the people. But, you know, how much suffering did he have? You know, even right before he committed suicide. And they were saying the first lady had to be in the trial and his family members had to be in the trial because he couldn't bear with it. You know, I don't know why people want to be president. I've never seen anybody who is at peace. You know, they suffer, all of them, during their presidency, even after that. You know, many of them go to jail. Many of them, they had to go on a kind of exile. Their children also, they go to jail. And why would they want to be the president? Of course, they have, you know, if they want the fame and power, they try to get it. But what I'm saying is, it's that difficult. Next, let me talk about what God let me know about the election of President Lee Myung-bak. Let me read a portion of the prophetic message given on November 12, 2007. Among the presidential candidates now, the father is explaining about the one who will be connected with you, and the father lets him become the president. The one here is Lee Myung-bak. The reason why the father is connecting, this company in a difficult situation, or this man, namely candidate Lee Myung-bak, is so that they will understand the answer that they are getting is not gained by their own wisdom. The answer refers to being elected as the president. The answer is not gained by their own wisdom, but it is given by your prayers. Even though they cannot believe it 100%, they can feel in their heart to some extent. For this reason, the Father is allowing this kind of flow. Therefore, for this presidential candidate, now is the most desperate time, namely Lee Myung-bak. Now is the most desperate time, and he is in the most need in many things. So the circumstances are created that he can also see the works that are manifested through you. When God gave me this word, actually, God had a plan to accomplish a certain thing by connecting the company that was having a difficulty and presidential candidate Lee Myung-bak. I cannot tell you the details of God's plan here. God showed to me this plan, but because I raised from my heart the head of that company, and the connection was not made after all. But as I read the prophetic message to you, God the Father clearly let me know that Lee Myung-bak would be elected as a president. One of the church members remembers the situation of that time precisely. Let me read the testimony of Deaconess Mi Hee-jang, who was next generation lady secretary for election campaign for the 17th presidential election of Seoul Metropolitan City. Deaconess Mi Hee-jang belongs to 19th Parish 3-2 Women's Mission. She is a soloist in Performing Arts Committee. She received a performer's diploma in voice from a National Academy of Music in Italy and performed in many famous operas. She is an acting judge of international music competitions. I was appointed as a next generation lady secretary for election campaign in Seoul Metropolitan City for Grand National Party, or GNP, for the 17th presidential election. Senior pastor told me that candidate Lee Myung-bak would be elected, and I used to tell that to the people in the camp. 3 days before the election, the so-called BBK video was released, which was considered to be the most unfavorable thing for Lee Myung-bak at that time. During his election campaign, Lee Myung-bak said, "If I have anything to do with the stock price manipulation of BBK," and in the video, Lee Myung-bak himself said he was the founder of BBK in a speech given in Gwangun University. But the court decided in 2008 that President Lee Myung-bak was not guilty of that incident. Because of that, candidate Lee Myung-bak was attacked severely by the ruling party and the press. There was a great turmoil in the politics. Eventually, candidate accepted a special prosecutor for this case. In a situation where nobody could confidently foretell the result of the election, the senior pastor confidently said Lee Myung-bak was going to be elected. And if you remember the situation at that time, nobody could really tell if he was going to be elected. Many of them suspected he wouldn't be elected. I delivered this message to the candidate Lee through his secretary, and I got a request through the secretary again that candidate Lee wanted to receive the senior pastor's prayer. So it was arranged that senior pastor would pray for him just before the Sunday evening service on December 16th on telephone. But candidate Lee missed the time due to an urgent matter. Then in the 17th presidential election, held on December 19th, candidate Lee was elected as a president of South Korea. President Lee Myung-bak, after he was elected, through his secretary, said thanks to the senior pastor for praying for him and caring for him during the campaign. He also said he would later visit and give thanks once again if situations allowed. The senior pastor told me on December 16th, 3 days before the election, that Lee Myung-bak would be elected as a president, and also that he would still have many troubles after he was elected. And in the first year of his presidency, 1 million people signed a petition for the impeachment of the president because of the mad cow disease conflict. And the president himself apologized to the public about South Korea's negotiations with the United States about the importing of U.S. beef. One time his approval rating dropped down to 7%. I was amazed that all the prophecies of the senior pastor are being fulfilled. And his popularity dropped because of the BBK incident, but I still said that he was still going to be elected. And that's when I first bought the cell phone. Elder Vin bought it for me. So if the president would call, I would be able to pray for him on the telephone. I don't know if that was the first time I began to use a cell phone. This happened very recently, so I think many of you remember. It's about President Park Geun-hye. On November 18th, 2012, on the Thanksgiving Sunday, Mr. Jung Bok-yu from the Senri Party, who was the closest of the candidate Park, visited our church and had a meeting with me. Also on December 16th, Sunday, Pastor Sang Hyung Lee, in the Christian division of Senri Party's election campaign, visited our church. At that time, I told him God the Father spoke to me in advance about all the presidential election results, and this time, too, he let me know in advance. And I said that don't worry, because candidate Park Geun-hye will be elected. And when the people from the election campaign were leaving, I greeted them saying, see you next time. We have Lee Sung-bok and another staff from President Park Geun-hye's election campaign. Please welcome them.
Yeah.
Two of them, they don't have the time. They're so busy. And there are many other meetings, so you can just leave. Thank you. I'll see you next time.
You can understand, they must
be so busy. You know, the message is long and they'll be so they'll grow impatient. So that's why I excuse them for leaving. What did this mean? I boldly read the profiting message of God on the altar because it said candidate Park Geun-hye would be elected. So I also told them, see you next time. If she wouldn't be elected, how could I say, see you next time? If you were sensitive enough, you'd have understood what I meant. They wouldn't come again. I wouldn't see them again if she wouldn't be elected. You know, because she'd be elected, they would come to see me again. Those who were sensitive enough, they would understand. When those people come, I don't let them greet the congregation on the altar, fearing that it might be against the election law. But I give you some clues so you can see, understand who would be elected. Before that, in my residence, I almost let them know directly, but they still misunderstood and voted for another candidate. Next, let me talk about what God had let me know about the presidential election of the United States in 2008. Let me read a part of the prophetic message given on April 9th, 2007. Therefore, rather than a conservative person, but a progressive person who could accept many things would be elected. But it does not mean the United States would be as strong as in the past. In the United States, two parties take the presidency, and the Republican Party is conservative, while the Democratic Party is progressive. So mostly, the wealthy and middle or upper middle class Caucasians support the Republicans, and the labor class and cultural minors usually support the Democratic Party. And God the Father certainly said a man who is progressive would be elected. So was it going to be a Republican or a Democrat? Yes, of course it's a Democrat. And the candidate of the Democratic Party was the President Obama. So if you know just a little bit about the two parties of the United States, you can understand that Democrat candidate would be elected in the presidential election. I also told you in advance who would be elected in the presidential election of the U.S. in 2012. The prophetic message given on October 8, 2012 says, United States also speaks on its own behalf in these situations. But a person who can accept different things, a person who can compromise with China, will be elected as a president. This refers to Obama's policy for China, which in turn told us that Obama would be re-elected as a president. God the Father speaks to us clearly, so we could understand clearly, but many times He doesn't just say it directly, but indirectly. In the 80s, He let me know directly. But from a certain moment in the 90s, he would tell me indirectly. Maybe it's because if he lets me know directly, I will just directly let you know, and it may be against the election law. But I'm not so sure. I think it is the reason. so that it wouldn't violate the election law. And during the campaign period, we have to be very careful. So even if some people, visitors come, I can't let them speak here. You know, I couldn't say anything, but just like, but those who come to my office and receive prayer, it's private. It's in private, so I can do that. And I don't remember anybody who was not elected after receiving my prayer. Even when I was a non-ordained pastor in the 80s, there were so many politicians who came to receive my prayer. Many parliament members. And there were so many. And they are still in the politics. And I remember, oh, that person received my prayer. Even when I was a non-ordained pastor. But now, I stopped praying for them. You know, I don't talk to any politicians. Even if they want to come, I just stop them. Since the 90s. So, there are not many politicians who come. But of course, during the election campaign, you know, there are still many politicians who come. And, you know, prophets, many politicians would come. You know, even among the politicians, the news is spread that my prophecies are correct. And they want to receive my prayer. Jesus could also directly say that Judas Iscariot would betray Jesus, but he did not say so. But he could let the disciples clearly see who was going to betray him. For the question of a disciple asking who would sell out Jesus, he said in John 13:26, Jesus then answered, "That is the one for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him." So when he had dipped the morsel, he took and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. So in the same way, when I give a prophecy, I can directly say it, but I don't usually do that. So when we read the Bible, we know it's Judas Iscariot, but for the disciples at that time, they didn't know it was Judas Iscariot. So they were wondering who would sell out Jesus. And even Judas Iscariot, he himself didn't know. But after everything happened, when we read the Bible, we know it's Judas Iscariot. So of course, in many cases, I tell you clearly. But if it is related with any person, I usually say it indirectly rather than mentioning the name of the involved persons. Dear brothers and sisters, from now I will talk about the prophecies I made about world situations. In 1999, there was Kosovo War in the former Yugoslavia. It was a serious situation where the word ethnic cleansing was mentioned, and it came to an end as the NATO got involved. But when this situation began to break out, while the world was not paying so much attention to it, I prophesied that the situation would get worse, and when the world was anxious about the situation, and they were saying maybe the Third World War was going to break out. I said it was going to end soon. And I also said this area would suffer turmoil of war later again. It's a video of March 28th. There are so many disasters taking place every week. But I'm not talking about them fearing that it might make you worry. But last week, God gave me some revelations. He mentioned Yugoslavia among many conflicts around the world. He said that the war would stop for a moment and then flare up greatly later. Then he said it is all related with the second coming of the Lord. So I feel it is really true. He said if I pray about such things, he will let me know in detail. So I will pray about them. When I said this, NATO began to bomb Yugoslavia, and it looked like the war would escalate. But God the Father said it was going to calm down, and it was soon concluded. The war could expand, and God said it was going to come to an end. And as I said, it was concluded. But it was not the complete end of the war. But when the Lord would come again, another war will break out in that region. It is a video of August 1st, 1999. I'll just mention it without showing the video. I'm not telling you all the prophecies that God is giving me. If I tell you all of them, many of you will be very surprised. I said I would begin to prophesy from the second half of last year, and I have been prophesying since July last year. I have prophesied many things about world situations and also about Kosovo. While it was not a big problem, I prophesied about it, and soon the headlines were covered by Kosovo. Then the Yugoslavian president disappeared, and I said there was going to be a peace talk, and the war was going to end soon. So it was fulfilled. I also said this will flare up as a great war once again later. But you should not try to guess when it'll be. It'll happen when the time comes. And I will let you know when the time comes. This is related with the second coming of the Lord and also with the World War III. A great war will break out. I will talk to you about deeper things again when the time gets close. Now it's 9/11 terrorism and the situations of the U.S. and the world. The 9/11 terrorism in 2001 was such a great shock to the whole world. We can say it turned around the world situations since then. It's a video of September 19th, 2001. As the word Nineveh is mentioned, actually I cannot really say this on the altar about the United States, so I did not mention it in the Friday Ola service. Many families are in mourning period, and many people are suffering. Many people around the world are in sorrow along with the whole United States, so it won't be appropriate to talk about the United States. So I can't explain even if you are wondering. But after the Philippines crusade, I might give a full sermon about the prospect, about the situations for the United States and the world in detail. I did not say I would, but I might. I'm not sure. I feel the need to explain in detail because many of you wonder. Just one thing God spoke to me about the United States, comparing it with Nineveh. The proceedings won't be unfolded as people thought. Many things will be unfolded in a way that people never expected. It means the actions that the U.S. took after the 9/11 brought about different outcomes than what they expected. The war in Afghanistan or the war against terrorism would produce unexpected results. It's a March 16, 2003 video. The disaster of the end time begins from this act of terror. United States suffered a tragedy because of terrorism, so it seems that the whole world is on the side of the U.S., and many countries promise to cooperate with the U.S., but gradually U.S. will be isolated and put in hardships. At that time, they thought the world would become quiet once they attacked Afghanistan. But I said no about that. Now you see that through the war, the world became even more chaotic. They are suffering more economically in the U.S., and acts of terrorism continue all around the world. And you can see there are so many big accidents and disasters. The terrorism didn't quiet down. They thought just by killing Bin Laden, you know, it would put an end to it. So they tried to find him, you know, with satellite imaging and images and so many things, thorough search. When I went to Dubai, Bin Laden was making a speech. in a, his own place, hiding place. Even though he is giving a speech on video, the U.S. cannot catch him. Eventually, they killed him. So, did the terrorism quiet down? No, there is more terrorism. There are more and more threats and terrorist attacks. Even though the head was, the leader was killed, there is another successor. There will be another successor. And they will grow, they will train more terrorists. And I thought Bin Laden spent so much money to train their soldiers and terrorists. But he didn't spend so much money. So, also, I've been telling you how the world powers would be divided since more than 10 years ago. March 16, 2003. After the war in Iraq, the world situations would be reshuffled. There will be three main powers, the United States, the European Union, and the former communist states centering Russia and China. Of course, the Middle East will become one and use their oil resources as a weapon, but they will not have much strength. They don't have any strength. They have nothing but oil. They don't have any technology. They have to buy all the weapons. So even if they are together, they don't have the strength. So the world will see three major powers. There will be the U.S., EU, and China-Russia. And there's a video of March 23, 2003. Russia will also join with pro-communist countries to find a way for them to survive. But they will not gather under the ideology of communism like in the past, but they will just cooperate for the benefit of their respective countries. Of course, the ideologies like democracy or communism have become obsolete. But the countries will gather for the benefit of each of their respective countries. So the world situations from now will not be based on the ideology or the allies of the past. Each of the countries will try to maximize their own benefit. So along with the two major powers, the U.S. and the EU, another power will emerge, which is the union of Russia and China. Some of the former communist states would join them too. But it is not for the ideology, but for them to survive and to prepare themselves for the possible future threats. So there will be three major powers of the world, the U.S., the EU, and Union of Russia and China. Of course, right now the strongest is the U.S., but as time passes and three major powers emerge, the U.S. will become increasingly weaker. On the other hand, the EU will continue to become stronger. You will not be able to see it right after the war is over. But I talked about things that would come many years later when there was 9/11 terrorism in the U.S. And you know very well that it has been fulfilled now as many years have passed. I told you that the world powers would be divided into three and the U.S. would become weaker. And how is the situation now? Especially when I was telling you this, China and Russia were on a very bad term with each other. They always had tensions at the border, and they had many conflicts. But a couple of years after I began to prophesy, China and Russia became very friendly with each other. In the past, before I gave the prophecy, you know, nobody could imagine Russia and China would be united because they were having so much trouble. They always had conflicts in the borderline, around the borderline, and they were hostile toward each other. But I prophesied that way, the opposite, and soon after that, they became friendly. And until today, you know, they are becoming increasingly friendlier.
번제단은 개척 이래 지금까지 꾸준하게 국내 정세는 물론이고 앞으로 돌아가게 될 세계 정세 흐름에 대해 예언을 해왔고 그 예언들은
A church has been prophesying and
일치되어 가고 있는 것을 보게 됩니다.
About the world situations and they have been being fulfilled. It is not easy to prophesy about the whole picture, not just one or two particular things. But it is easy if it is given by God.
예를 들어 2003년 3월 16일과 23일 주일 저녁 예배를 통해 앞으로의 세계 정세가 미국
I prophesied that there will be three major powers, the US, the EU, and China and Russia, especially in
2003.
At that time, nobody could really tell EU, which was kind of new, how much it could grow up. And especially nobody could really tell China and Russia would be united, would be on good terms. Because they were always having a trouble near the borderline. And historically, they had many conflicts. But seeing the situations today, you can see all these situations are being fulfilled. Last year, China and Russia solved all the problems at the borderline and they are now having right now they are having a military exercise together. And also there were many prophecies about the newly found diseases and other things and And since 2008, there were many news reports, press reports about the close relationship with, between China and Russia. Anyway, you know, we have all the videos of the prophecies that I gave. So, you should know that all these prophecies given by God, they are so precise. There is an outbreak of Ebola nowadays. Once you get it, it's almost very, it's 90% mortality rate. According to yesterday's news, there are about 7,500 and more than 4,500 people already died. So, it is an emergency. And this has no cure. But with just by one prayer, 29 of them were healed. And they didn't receive my prayer directly. The state governor asked me to pray, as I explained in the Friday. The state governor explained there were about 29, 30 people with infected, and the president ordered this state governor to get rid of it. How can he do it? There's no cure. There's no medical solution. But the president told him, ordered him to get rid of it. And so state governor asked me to pray. And it was about 2 weeks ago. So as I prayed, right after the prayer, they were all healed. They were cured. And he would speak about it. In the UN, that the 29 of them were cured. And the state governor also wrote to me, sent me a letter of thanksgiving. And he would also make a report to the president too. How amazing. You know, 29 of them at one time, they didn't receive my prayer personally, but I just prayed for them from here. And they were all cured. And it is widespread in Africa. And why don't you go there and pray for them for all 54 countries? You know, there is time for everything. If it's a little bit, it'll be spread. The news will be spread a little bit. So it'll be maybe reported in the UN. And little by little, this kind of news will spread. And as there will be more and more disasters, natural disasters, volcanic eruptions, other natural disasters. And people try to secure safety, but there will be more and more disasters. And as news about me will be spread little by little, it will keep on increasing. And even the leaders of the countries will ask me to pray. But earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, scientifically they know when it'll happen. And nowadays with the development of the science. So I can pray for them in the past, in advance. In advance I can pray for them so it won't take place. So this kind of news will also spread. And many people will ask me to pray. So when you go out with the handkerchief of power, you know, you don't have to be worried. You know, you'll be treated so like a royalty. They will ask you to pray for their the natural disasters, impending natural disasters, or other things, other problems. And how will they not treat you wonderfully? Let us pray. Lay your hands on sick parts. I pray for the sick. Father God, lay your hands on sick parts and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Reverend Myung Woo Jung of Kenya will have a Nairobi Mami Church handkerchief crusade on October 5th. Be with them. Chan Young Kim and Stephanie in the United States. Let them get a good grade, good score in their SATs that will be taken on October 11th. Floor, she's pregnant. Let her fetus be changed to a boy. She's from Colombia. Lay your hand on her so that the girl can be changed to a boy. Father, thank you. Manhur Ricardo of Colombia, his wife has multiple cyst thyroid problem, be healed. Liu Sinda, colorblind, and strabismus, be healed. Ang Jun Lan, let her son Liu Kun be healed of toothache. Meng Ching Lei, pressure fracture of the spine, be healed. Guo Li Chin, back pain, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chun Yalong, tumor, the foot, be healed. Li Guifeng, Parkinson's disease, be healed. by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Huaiqin, a lot of gas in the intestines be healed. Let the gas be released. Liu Huizhen, insomnia, piles be healed. Mei Ig, diabetes. Let the RG be healed. Li Fin Tong, hearing disorder. Yang Wei, epilepsy be healed. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, Zhao Sufan, leg pain go away, light come. Li Shu Ai, high blood pressure, cervical pain be healed. Zhou Su Mei, lung cancer, pneumonia, heart trouble be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Yan Mei, heart disease, blood clot in the brain, diabetes be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jin Hoi Di, loss of sight be healed. Let the dead nerves be revived. Let her see well. Zhong Hai Yong, schizophrenia be healed. Enemy devil and Satan, darkness go away, light come. Wang Wei, depression, cervical trouble, thyroid problem, and lymphatic tumor be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chen Nai Fang, Li Yi Nan, Zhu Fo Han, be set free from gambling and game addictions. Let them be released from the darkness. Zhang Fei Fei, she is in seventh month of pregnancy. Let her give, let the delivery be easy. Liu Xu En, let her quickly get the registration paper of the apartment and get in. Chen Jianya, Chen Xinju, let their heights grow up a little more. Father, thank you from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed, light come. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Father, all the internal organs, let them be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Last stage cancers, skin diseases go away. All diseases, germs, viruses go away. High and low blood pressure go away. All germs, viruses go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Father, let everything work normally in healthy conditions. Lord, thank you for evangelize their families. Give wisdom to children. Let them grow up with health. Father, protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. Let there be no accidents. Protect them all the time. Lord, thank you. Be with the old branch churches too. And all the overseas missionaries and overseas branch and associative churches. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.